We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It is Tuesday. It's November 22nd. It is 2022. Four NBA games on this wonderful Tuesday. Hope everyone had a great Monday. I know I did not, DFS-wise. But I mean, hey, listen, we're here. And you know what else can we ask for? So joined today by Tasteful Tides. Tim, what's happening, my friend?
Oh man, I did not have a very good night in basketball or in a Monday night showdown, but I think I am going to have a pretty profitable night in hockey, so that's going to make up for those losses tonight. So NBA was not good for me.
I can't imagine doing three sports. I guess like football, you can kind of build out early. And then I know hockey, once you start having like lines come out, basketball is like an animal in itself. Like this four game slate that we're going to talk about like today, like I was researching, and I'm like, man, this one is, I don't miss these. I was gone for almost 3 weeks and I don't miss slates like this. That's for sure. So, it'll be a fun one to break down. We are live on YouTube if you want to watch night before and just hang out. You know, got comments enabled and you can hang out during the show. Roto Grinders Morning Grind YouTube page. We're trying to grow that. So if you don't mind heading on over there, subscribing, turn on the notifications, doing all that fun like and, you know, subscribe stuff that we have to promote here on YouTube. So if you haven't checked that out, check it out. If you haven't checked out Sleeper Fantasy, check them out. Love what they're doing over there on Sleeper Fantasy. I mean, I'm glad that we didn't play the morning grind game yesterday and there wasn't a ton of sleeper picks out yesterday because I was very high on SGA and very high on Julius Randle. And they both missed their point prop by half a point. So good thing. We keep the streak alive and don't have to put that big L in the column there. So if you haven't checked them out, promo code Grinders, get in the Roto Grinders squad chats. I love what the chat, you can just join. I join random college football stuff all the time and it's done well. So check them out, Grinders code or the link in the podcast description if you're already a subscriber over there to Sleeper or signed up. So let's jump in. We got four games. basketball to break down today. We get started with Brooklyn at Philadelphia. 217.5 total here. Brooklyn, a 7-point favorite. Warren is out for Brooklyn. No big deal. Philadelphia side, Embiid, Harden, and Maxey are out. I say out. I have the injury report the night before. There has been, I mean, Oklahoma City had people on their injury report that were out, and then the next morning, around 1 o'clock or afternoon, whatever you want to call 1 o'clock, they took some people off. So, I mean, things can change, especially with basketball. So, as of right now, Embiid, Harden, and Maxey are out. Start with Brooklyn. What do you like here for the Nets?
Yeah, so I think that it's going to be Durant is the obvious choice, but I think that this isn't the best matchup, really. I think Philadelphia still plays at a pretty slow pace. And of course, I think Kyrie is coming back. So that's going to eat into Durant's usage quite a bit. I think Royce O'Neal is pretty interesting. He's still 5'5", and he's been putting up some monster games. Like, I mean, he's really surprised me this year. So I think he's interesting. I kind of want to take a look at ownership. Like, if Durant's going to be like pretty low owned, then I think that's obviously a really good term to play.
Yeah, I mean, with Kyrie back, you know, he played on Sunday. You know, you're definitely worried a little bit about Durant's usage and stuff like that. Raw points matter on a 4-game slate. So raw points wise, you know, Durant or Kyrie are somewhat interesting. I think Ben Simmons is really interesting going back to Philadelphia in this game. You know, whether you like revenge games or not, basketball is way different. You know, you have the ball in your hands. So I think he gets up for this game. 6,300, I think, is a good fair price tag for him. We saw him, you know, in that Memphis game on Sunday, shoot a lot more, 13 shot attempts. And I say shoot, put the ball in the basket a lot more, you know, because he's not taking a ton of shots. He's going to take some layups and some dunks and stuff. But, you know, this is an interesting spot for Simmons going back to Philly. I think he gets up for this game. I think he has a big game. His minutes have been up. If he's going to get 30 to 35 minutes in this game, you know, you're just kind of at that point hoping Philadelphia keeps it close. Let's go to that Philadelphia side. You know, no Embiid, no Maxey, no Harden. Tobias is expected to play. So I think the usage potentially goes to Melton and Tobias. I mean, Nang maybe. I don't know how much usage he, like, necessarily gets, but what are your thoughts here on Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's Melton for me would be my top priority. I ran a Court IQ on just to see if there was any kind of sample size with Maxey and Bede and Harden off the court. There wasn't really much of a sample size, but you know, Melton is, I think he's going to play like 35, 38 minutes in this game. So he should still be able to exceed value even at 5,300. I think Melton, oh man, that's a tough price to pay. I mean, he's decent, but I don't know. I'd rather get to Harris. I think Harris and Melton are the priorities for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a small sample size. I really think Melton's going to be the high usage guy. Melton, like you said, is 5,300, so he's cheap compared to Melton at 7,500. So, I mean, definitely understand the value. If Trez gets 30 minutes in this game, he could have a big game. So, like, tournament-wise, I think Montrezl Harrell is really interesting. The one game he played 29 minutes this season, he put up 26 fantasy points. I would gladly take 26 fantasy points at 4,500. So, very interesting as far as if he gets in there. We have no idea what the minutes are going to look like, but I think with Embiid, Harden, and Maxey out, there's plenty of minutes there for Harrell to potentially get some minutes. So, yeah, my favorite. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say Harold and Yang are intriguing, kind of like, you know, kind of value type options. I'm curious to see like what the starting lineup's gonna be. Like, I really want Trez to start. I really want some kind of commitment that he's gonna start.
I highly doubt they start Harold, but
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be fantastic. We know the minutes are probably there if he starts, but Melton's probably my favorite. I like Milton and Nang, and like I said, large field tournaments, I'll definitely take some Harold. He has the ceiling. We know he has the ceiling to win you a tournament. So very interesting. And like all these games are going to have key pieces missing. Like the next three games we're going to talk about, there's no totals, no lines out, because I mean, there's just so many people that are questionable or out that are huge names tonight. So
It's
raw
a, it's a,
points.
it's kind of a, it's like, it looks like a kind of pretty horrible slate, like just kind of like staring at the games, but like with the staggered times and just all the injury news, I think there's going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be some decent edge.
Oh yeah. If you're paying attention to news on this slate. And like you said, no game starts at the same time. So it's a really interesting slate from that aspect of things. Sacramento at Memphis. Again, no total out for this one. The Kings, they look good to go. They're healthy. Memphis side, Bane and Williams are out. Morant is doubtful. Again, it's not night before. That could potentially change, but it really does sound like he is doubtful, doubtful with the ankle sprain. So don't see them rushing him back. He is a huge talent on that team. So let's talk Kings first. I mean, you know, you got Fox, you got Sabonis. Raw points wise, they are guys that are up there on this slate as far as just getting raw points. What are your thoughts here on the Kings?
Yeah, I think that Fox might be a little bit too expensive, but that will probably keep his ownership down. It's just right now, I think I would prefer Sabonis straight up, but he's also pretty expensive. Like this team seems like it's priced correctly, right? Like it doesn't seem like it's gonna really stick out from like a points for dollar perspective. So just like you said, I mean, right now we're looking at like, right, raw points, raw points, raw points. So I think I prefer Sabonis, but that also, we have to see what other centers are going to be available, right? And that's good. We're going to talk about that in the next game.
I think someone like Harrison Barnes might be really interesting here from Sacramento. He's someone that can put up 30 plus fantasy points under 6K. We're going to have a ton of value on this slate. It's not going to be about value. I think you're going to end up probably building like stars and scrubs, just trying to get as many raw points out of the stars and taking the value on this slate. I mean, at first glance, that's what I think we're going to be looking at DFS wise. Someone that, like, I don't think I want to play Malik Monk.
Keegan Murray, he's questionable, but I think a report came out that he was going to play,
No,
or that he,
he should play. I mean, there was
yeah.
no, it's just when you're looking at Malik Monk, just looking at this game in general, he got ejected in the fourth quarter the other night. He's been trending in that like 25 minute range. He could just be someone that's low owned in this range. So we're gonna have a lot of high owned guys. The Memphis side of this game, I mean, I think we're gonna see a lot of people go to Brooks. I love Triple J in this game. You know, he's been playing 25 minutes. They rested him the other night. I think that like if we could see him even get up to like 28 minutes in this game, his ceiling is massive. His ceiling is even higher without Morant on the floor. He's one of my favorite plays on the entire slate. I think Tyus Jones is going to be someone that gets a ton of ownership here. Going to be a very popular team with Bane and Morant out. That's like two really high usage, a lot of shot attempts that are going to be missing here.
Yeah, do you think Dylan Brooks is going to shoot the ball 30 times again? I mean, it's like this guy just wants to chuck it.
I don't think so, just because Triple J will be back, right? Like Triple J didn't play in the game on Sunday. So I think 20 to 25, and then Triple J gets 15 to 20 up.
Right. I was gonna be sarcastic, but I mean, this guy just loves to shoot. And
I mean, nobody else was playing the other night. He's like, I'm just gonna chuck.
Right. He's like, I'm just gonna chuck it. I'm gonna shoot 13 from 30 and go for 52 fantasy points. So yeah, you're right though. JJJ is gonna take some usage away from him, but I still think that there's a little bit of a ceiling even at this price tag. And right, I mean, we want shooters. So I think this is a pretty good game environment for him too. So I think this is a really good spot for both Brooks and Jackson. Also, I don't know how I feel about Tyus Jones in this game. Just because he's getting squeezed by Brooks and Jackson. So
he could
think
be
that
the ultimate fade.
Yeah, like I think that he's safe for sure. You know, like I think he's definitely got a floor. I just kind of question his tournament winning upside. That's the only thing. I just feel like he's going to get squeezed by a couple of his more high usage teammates.
We do. So I do expert survey for premium Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And there's a good chance that like Tyus Jones will be my, who are you afraid to be underweight on today? Because I like Triple J so much. And I know Brooks's usage is going to be so high that I feel like I can just get my Memphis exposure through those two guys. Or taking a shot on Dalma, because they really don't seem like they want to play a ton of Steven Adams right now. And in close games, Santi Aldo, he's been playing. So I think he has more upside than Steven Adams right now, even at a cheaper price tag. So that's where I'm kind of looking at Memphis. Brandon Clark had a chance to kind of prove himself with Triple J out. Really never did anything. Just for me,
he's so frustrating. Like I feel like I've been waiting for him to like break out for, I don't know, like 3 years or something like that. Like I don't even know. Right. Like I don't even know how long I've been waiting for this guy to like get the minutes and just explode. And it just is like, we're just gonna play him 18 minutes and we're just gonna like have him get, you know, 16 DraftKings points. That's it.
Oh yeah, our favorite. No, it's not. Triple J. That's who you're looking at. Him and Brooks. Look at those high usage guys. Detroit at Denver. No total in this game. A lot of injury news in this one that we're going to be paying attention to. Bay, Cunningham, and Stewart. As of the night before injury report, they're out. On the Denver side, Gordon is questionable. Green is out. Jokic and Murray are both doubtful, and Smith is questionable. We'll get to the Denver side. The Denver side is, if these doubtful guys are out, the whole slate changes if Jokic doesn't play in this one. And if Murray is out as well, the whole slate changes. So let's start with Detroit. Cunningham being out is huge. This is an excellent opportunity for Jaden Ivey to have a high usage spot. What are your thoughts here on Detroit?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, so it's definitely Ivy first. He's had some really like pretty decent fantasy performances, and he hasn't really even been shooting the ball that well. So I don't even think that we've fully seen the real explosive game from him yet. And this is a pretty decent matchup. So I have no issue. And kind of like a recurring theme that we've seen in, I mean, this is only 4-game slate, but there's a lot of like point guard, shooting guard type guys. And that's why I think Tyus Jones makes for a really interesting fade, because I think that there are guys like in that same price range that have higher ceilings than Jones, and Ivy's definitely one of them.
You know, you look at, it's such a small sample size, but 97 minutes, it gives us a little bit to look at without Bay and Cunningham and Stewart on the floor. And he has a 31% usage rate. Like, that's all I need to see. Like, he has a 7% increase, 0.3 fantasy point per minute increase. Like, that's a lot. So, a 7K is kind of like sticker shock, but no Jokic and no Murray definitely makes this Denver defense a lot worse than they already are. I mean, they're one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA already. They're 26th, I think, in defensive rating this year. So could we see a faster pace Denver here? You know, they play pretty fast already. Detroit and Denver are kind of in the same spot. So, I mean, for me, Ivy is really interesting. Outside of him, I think Bogdanovich is someone that's interesting. You know, we have a question in chat from Yeezy. He's like, do you like Hayes or Burks here for Detroit more? And I mean, I think that's the question that really everyone's going to be asking today. I think ceiling wise for me, it'd be Hayes. Safety wise, it'd probably be Burks. I just think, like, me as a tournament player, I'm playing Hayes. I don't think I'm playing Corey Joseph unless I'm not running out of 150 teams. So I think Hayes would be that ceiling guy out of those guys.
Yes, definitely. And I don't even know if I'd run any Corey Joseph, even if I was running 150 teams. Like, I don't even,
it's
I don't
a four game slate.
If you that's true. That's true. Yeah, I guess, like, that's true. But still, there's, so I don't know. He falls pretty far on the point guard ranking, even on a four game slate. But yeah, you're right. So yeah, but yeah, Hayes would be the guy for me. Burks would be second, and then I do have a little bit of interest in Bagley. It's unfortunate that all these guys have lost their multi position eligibility. You know, like, DraftKings has become a lot more strict with that, so he's only center eligible. But I think he's somewhat interesting.
Yeah, Bagley, no Stewart, no Bay. 25 plus minutes could be nice at 4,700. Could put up 30 plus fantasy points. So I like that call. All right, Denver. Oh, buddy. So hard to talk about Denver the night before, because if Jokic doesn't play, like, he's doubtful. So we are here on the podcast going to say Murray and Jokic are out. Like, we're just going to go ahead and say that. We're going to say Gordon, who's questionable, place. So we'll go with that. I mean, at first glance, Bone Highland at 6,700 is probably going to be 50%+ owned on this four game slate. Michael Porter Jr. under 6K looks awesome. Jalen Duran is way too cheap at 4,100 if Jokic sits. Like, this is the spot where it's like, man, the value is fantastic. Where do I get difference type of things? But I mean, it's really hard to look at this Denver spot and be like, hey, where do I get different? Because there's just so many good plays. So talk to me here. What are your thoughts on the Nugs?
Yeah. So I think Michael Porter Jr. might be the best, one of the best plays on the entire slate. Assuming that you're, you know, at least partially correct on who's in and who's out. Bruce Brown is an excellent play at 6K, as weird as that sounds, but I think he is. This is probably the best, I think, game stack, right? Like, you can fit in some studs from other games and then fill in pieces like a two and two from this game, and I think this game is going to be a spectacular game stack.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be hunting Bones Highland point props as soon as they start popping up on these, you know, fantasy prop sites like Sleeper and stuff like that. Like, the guy has a 35% usage rate in 200 minutes with Jokic and Murray off the floor. Like, he is going to be the guy that is going to see a ton of usage here. Do we think like DeAndre Jordan plays 30 minutes? Because at 4,500, I know we keep going to these centers, but I mean, no, Jokic is huge. So if we think like DeAndre Jordan's going to play 30 minutes in this game, he has to be in the conversation as well. Like, yeah, game stack wise, value wise, there's so many great plays here.
I mean, they gave him 33 minutes last game. I mean, why don't they just do that again? I don't see why not.
I mean, you're not going to need him all season, like,
right?
Yeah, you know,
let him have his fun right now, like, whatever. So
juice him a little bit.
I'm to be honest with you, I'm hoping that I'm not tempted to roster him, but it's not out of the realm of possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's playable. I really do. He's not like this like rookie where they have to like worry about his minutes. Like, just run him out there for 30, 35 minutes. Jokic comes back. He goes back to playing 5 to 10 minutes a night. Like, I'm joking. He plays 10 to 15, but like, Jokic comes back and give him 2 days off or two games off and give him a week off. Like, DeAndre Jordan, you know, you played 35 minutes a couple nights in a row. But all joking aside, the rebounds, like, his rebound prop would be something to look at for DeAndre Jordan because he's a rebound monster. So this is a good spot for him. But again, my favorite play, without a doubt, not even close, Bones Highland, 6,700. Michael Porter Jr., 5,800. Like, this is just one of those don't overthink it spot. You can play 2, 3, maybe even 4 players from Denver if Jokic and Murray sit. And like, it gets even better if we get like Aaron Gordon on, who's questionable, and he sits as well. So if Aaron Gordon plays, I don't like him.
if Gordon sits, I think you've got to like make a rule to play 3 Denver players. Right.
Oh yeah.
I think that's because, like, a good rule to have.
Yeah, because he's a huge fantasy point per minute guy with Jokic off the floor as well. Aaron Gordon, this season anyway, it's a very small sample size. So,
did you say that you don't want to play him if he plays?
No, I hate playing him. I mean, I'll probably end up playing him, but I hate playing Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
One of my favorite basketball players, like actual basketball players. When he was with the Magic, one of my favorite players. I think I have Aaron Gordon jersey. Maybe. I don't remember. Last game, Lakers, Suns, no total again. In this one, it's because LeBron James is questionable. Anthony Davis is probable on the injury report, so assuming that he plays. Toscano Anderson is questionable as well for the Lakers. And then on the Phoenix side, Cam Johnson, Paul, and Shamet are out. We'll talk about them here in a second. Lakers, it all revolves around LeBron, whether he plays or whether he doesn't. Like, if he doesn't play, I think you have to play Anthony Davis on this slate, and he's a center. So, you know, going back to the conversation about how many centers we're looking at, but no LeBron, 60-point machine, raw points, 4-game slate. If LeBron sits, you have to play Anthony Davis, in my opinion, on this 4-game slate.
Yeah, I don't see any way around it. Even if he doesn't, you know, quote-unquote reach value, like we've talked about, like you made a really good point at the beginning, raw points. So give AD 50 points. That's not 5x. Like, that's not returning value, but that's good enough, right? Like, there should be enough value on this slate that 50 points would probably be enough, at least to get you to cash. Maybe not to win like a huge GPP, but I see no reason to fade him. I mean, it's disappointing that he also, I think he was power forward center at some point earlier this year. Now he's just center, which kind of makes things a little bit harder.
I kind of like it for this slate though. It really,
yeah,
this slate, because if you had some of those like power forward centers, you could like, man, you could really kind of shift how you play this slate. But like, half like needing to pick like 2 centers, you're probably using a center in a utility spot. Unless you want to be really different on this slate, that could be a way. But I mean, when we're looking at Anthony Davis, 248 minutes this year without LeBron on the floor, 1.7 fantasy point per minute. That is averaging over 60 fantasy points per 36 minutes. So I'm more likely to be underweight on Westbrook than I am Anthony Davis if LeBron sits. Westbrook hurt his thumb the other night. He should play, but I mean, he's been playing really good here recently. So I don't know if that kind of affects things or not, but I mean, this team's been rolling here over the last few games. So we'll see. And Phoenix is without Chris Paul. So that's definitely a bump to Westbrook.
I wonder if Schroeder is going to get more minutes. We don't need a lot of guards on this slate, but I mean, $4,200 is quite enticing.
My question is, was the 23 minutes the other night because Westbrook left the game with the thumb? Because they've been playing, what is his name? Reeves, Austin Reeves. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at it, they had been playing, like, rotation wise, they've been playing him plenty of minutes, and like Pat Beverly is still getting 20 to 25 minutes. I think like we could potentially eventually see like Patrick Beverly's minutes kind of go away and Schroeder's minutes kind of pick up. I don't think Reeves' minutes are going to kind of go anywhere if LeBron is out still. So Austin Reeves would be the guy that I'd target if LeBron sits. If LeBron plays, he'd be a guy that I definitely would stay away from. If LeBron plays, I still like Anthony Davis. I just don't like him as much. I would probably get some exposure to LeBron if LeBron plays. Going to the Phoenix side of this game, raw points matter, right? No Chris Paul, no Cam Johnson. Devin Booker, he's pretty good at shooting the basketball, and he's going to shoot the basketball a lot in this game. So he's someone that can put up 70-plus fantasy points. He's another guy that's on that list. Like, you talk about getting value from other games. You know, we talked about Durant at the beginning of the show. Here we are. We're going to finish it out with, you know, two of the better raw point plays on the slate with Anthony Davis and Devin Booker. What are your thoughts here on Phoenix?
You know, we saw a lot of kind of mid-range point guard, shooting guard plays throughout this slate. So I think that – I'm not saying Booker's going to be low-owned. He's not going to be low-owned. But I think that keeps his ownership at least in check. And I think that might be a kind of a decent way to get some leverage on the field is to pay up at point guard, shooting guard. And I think that, you know, obviously Booker is the great, you know, it's a great little, you know, mini stack with Booker and Davis as your late night hammer.
I mean, if LeBron sits, I think, yeah, you know, you have to like it. Really quick, well, I'm going to switch back to the Lakers side really quick because Yeezy again in chat had a question. Thomas Bryant, 23 minutes the other night. What are your thoughts? Is this someone we should have on our list? My problem with Thomas Bryant today is we have four or five really good center plays, and I just don't know if I end up on him today. I mean, I want Anthony Davis.
Right. I think that we already have better options, and by the time that the slate comes around, we'll have even better options. So I like the idea of it. I think it's a really good question. I really liked him as a player, but I don't see that winning a GPP.
All right, back to the Phoenix side. Obviously, ton of interest in Booker. I have some interest in like Payne and Ayton as well. I'll definitely be mixing in. Like, I think a lot of people are going to be, you know, targeting mid range type plays in other games, and I think you could, you know, potentially stack this game. Going to be plenty of scoring. You know, Phoenix, obviously a team that is top 10 in defensive rating. That defensive rating goes down with no Chris Paul. He is such a good defender and just a good leader on the court in general. Very, very good for the Lakers that he's going to be missing this one. So, and we know the Lakers are a middle of the road defensive team. You know, they were one of the worst defensive teams to start the year. They've been playing a little bit better here. So that's really it for me. Is there anything else? I don't feel like we're missing anything else. Torrey Craig's been playing some minutes. If you want to take some shots on him at 4,900, he's over 25 minutes. I think in like six straight games, and his fantasy point production is solid. He can get blocks. He can get steals. I think he's someone you could potentially look at maybe on more on FanDuel where you get those extra points. Anything else here for Phoenix?
No, they're pretty thin for me. I don't think I'll be getting really any Phoenix other than Booker.
All right. Let's play the morning grind game, and then we will get out of here. DraftKings scoring and pricing favorite play under 5,000 to go 7X. Who do you got today?
Under 5,000 to go 7X. I gotta re. Man, there's so many guys like in the fives. 7X. Oh, let's go with DeAndre Jordan.
Took my guy. That's okay. No, that's fine. I think I'm gonna go Jalen Duran. 4,100. I could see him getting like 25 minutes in this game. He's someone that can be really close to a fantasy point per minute type of play. So took my guy. It's fine. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who is your bust today?
I was a little hesitant with him when we started the slate, and the more I talked about it, the even less I liked him. So I think Kevin Durant.
Yeah, Kyrie back, Durant 11-2. Like, raw points are going to matter on this slate, but I just don't – I don't see Durant being, like, that huge difference maker at this price point. You know, I don't think 50 from Durant's going to kill you at 11-2. Like, raw points matter. But 50 at 11-2 when you could get potentially 50 from a 9K guy, I think is where you're going to look at. So I like that call. He was the first guy that I had written down as well. I'm going to go De'Aaron Fox. It's not like I don't hate De'Aaron Fox on this slate. I just think like I would probably go Sabonis over Fox had I given the chance. But honestly, I'm probably not going to play either one. My expensive guys are probably going to be Davis and Booker if the news kind of shapes up. Obviously, my thoughts can change if the news switches a little bit. Like if LeBron plays, then I think like Fox and Sabonis become more interesting. Favorite 6X play, who you got today?
Oh, well, let's find a nugget real quick. Because there's going to be I'm going to go Michael Porter Jr.
All right. Don't hate that. I'm going to go Triple J. Like I said, I think he's my favorite play on the slate. I'm going to be well overweight on him. If he gets even an increase in minutes by like 1 or 2 minutes, it could be huge. So 16 and 14 shot attempts in 25 minutes in his first two games back. No Morant. This is an excellent spot. No Bane. He's going to get shots up here. He's going to get rebounds. He's someone that's very active blocks and steals wise. Give me Triple J to go 6X here. Love this spot for him. It's a four-game slate. It's really hard to find under 10% owned guys, but give me a Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day.
All right. I wanna say Bagley, but I don't know. He might be... I'm going to go Bagley.
All right.
He's not going to be under 10%, but he might be pretty close to that, like 20.
I'm going to go Ben Simmons.
That's interesting.
People hate playing Ben Simmons, so
yeah.
I don't know where his ownership will end up on like a four-game slate, but the fact
I'm worried that the narrative is going to get steamed.
Yeah, I mean, it probably will. If Ben Simmons was smart, he'd sit this game. I'm not gonna play. I'm not gonna play you, Philly. I'll play you in the playoffs.
That's what I was thinking is that he's gonna sit.
Yeah, I mean, this is an excellent spot for him. again, like, yeah, you can play him at power forward too, which is fine. You don't have to use the center spot on him. There's no real bets. Because there's no real lines out right now. We don't have any player props, so we can't like where is there anything that was standing out to you?
So you said how you wanted to jump to the window for I think it was Bones Highland, right?
Bones Highland points.
I wanna jump to the window for Michael Porter Jr. points. I was gonna say that as you were saying that, but we moved to the other game. But that's the guy that I really want, especially in like a prop situation would be Porter Jr.
Both of those guys from that game with Jokic and Murray off, they both can get their points. So I don't mind that at all.
And I actually think that game's going to stay fairly close. So I'm really curious to see.
Cunningham, but
there's no Jokic and there's no Murray. I mean, it's
for sure.
It's going to be kind of a gross game on both sides. And I'm really curious to see what the Bucks do with it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. Again, you know, we had Yeezy hanging out in chat. If you want to hang out and chat during the show, that was the whole idea of doing YouTube live videos with the podcast still coming out on however you listen to your podcast. So if you want to hang out and chat during the shows, I always tweet it out. So you can do it that way, or you can subscribe and hit the notifications button. But always fun chatting NBA and, you know, answering questions as we go, because it's the night before, so you never know what's going to happen throughout the day. So it's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow talking hoops on Wednesday. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.